flags, banners, and et cetera.
Yeah, a lot of banners up there.
Morning, sir.
Last week after the council session, I had a conversation with a couple of council people. And there was some questions raised about signage, banners, feather flags, as we're called, and asked if I'd come in this morning and participate in a conversation or discussion on those issues.
Sure.
And that's about the best way to start. I really need to know what the council's concerns are, if there's a need for us to write an ordinance so we can give it consideration in public session. The feather flags, which are the, what other term other than feather, they look like a feather if you're standing up, sitting in the ground, fluttering back and forth and all that. So they have been an issue. There are some projects that have multiple feather flags, banners. Some have wording, which is considered a sign. Some have no wording, which is then considering a fluttering feather, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Well, we don't allow difficult. Them, that's what you say. We don't allow them at all. Right?
The ordinance doesn't have any direction as far as banners, flags, feather flags, streamers, anything that the wind would move and could create a visual obstruction or something of that nature. The old ordinance, which I go really old, back to 71, and until probably late 70s, early 80s, did make reference to banners, flags, et cetera, and it was taken out of the ordinance by previous council. I went in and looked, but there really isn't much record as far as why it was taken out, but it was.
So they're allowed, and we have no, we're silent.
If they're not listed as a permitted use, it's assumed that they're not permitted right now, even now.
Is that okay? There's that.
That's a legal question.
Right. If it's not listed, Everett, if something is not listed, that means it has to be listed to be okay, or it has to be listed to be not okay, or something. You know what I'm trying to say? There's all this controversy in this some of the towns, in the county. How should we be addressing this? Or how do the courts, how have the courts addressed it? Let's, if you can articulate on that right now, because I'm sure they're all over the place too. But
The courts are all over the place on that too. And it depends on the fact situation that you would look at. It was heavily fact-driven. I know that we've had some issues come up before, and the argument has been whether or not if something was listed, if it had to be listed to be permitted, and
electronic
I think
signs.
There was a circumstance not very long ago that we looked at, and there were some recent court cases that said if it was not specifically prohibited, then it is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is the position that we took on, in that case.
That could really
something,
go a long way.
Due to the rationale behind that was that if a landowner is entitled to know what is allowed on their property or not. So if it's not listed as prohibited, then it would be allowed.
Interesting.
And the ordinance does reference that, a reference to same or similarity. You can't list everything.
No, that's right.
So if it's the same or similar use, then there's methods to say it's permitted or methods to go through the Board of Adjustment. For example, we get issues with group homes. Then there's a method to apply to the board. It's not specifically listed, but there is a method. If there's people being cared for in those group homes,
mm-hmm.
then there's a method to go through the convalescent home, the nursing home, something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Daycare centers you assume are for children, but there could be daycare centers for adults.
Is it something that we can put in an ordinance that would give the, like say, something that's similar, but obviously is different, but that would give the director the ability to make sometimes decisions like over the counter, so we don't have to go through a big bureaucratic mess? I mean, is there a way to write an ordinance, Everett?
It's already done.
Okay.
If it's same or similar.
Same
so
or similar.
We have to make that determination.
You can do that.
Yeah, same as home occupation. The home occupation just basically says any business can be run from your home, but you've got to classify it based on uses that are really a home occupation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real long list. The only list of references is a beauty shop, barber shop, daycare with a certain number of children, professional office with no employees, and a home occupation can't have any employees, no matter what the someone lives there.
Let me set a scenario, though. You get a typical business that gets started. They want a sign, and we address that, right? We have a sign ordinance. So the guy who opens up this business, he knows he can get a sign on his building or a sign out front. I mean, and he knows what size, and he knows if they can get light lit up. Or we have all that, right? So what I've seen here recently, and I've had some complaints, is the flags, the banners, mm-hmm. that stuff like that, that is over and above what we have already permitted. So I don't really have any heartburn about feather flags and all these other things, but it becomes the number of.
Right.
It's when somebody abuses it, and we see, I'll pick on realtors, you'll see a realtor project, and instead of one flapping, I mean, they'll have their for sale signs, and then they'll have 30, you know, flags flying. Or there was a shop at the beach where one guy had, I actually think he sold flags or something, but he had, a sample of everything out there on the long roadside. But then the other businesses back there, you, if you're riding along, you couldn't read their signs. So we've got to be sympathetic to what one business, the impacts they will have on the next guy. Otherwise, we'll have just everybody, obscenely putting out too many flags. So I don't have any problem with banners and flags and things like that. Balloons, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
We have balloons.
Similar. We have balloons. We have the big, sometimes we have those big high ones way up, which is,
Either a promotional activity that's right. Just there for a weekend for a 3-day sale or something of that nature.
So I'd love to see the staff just come up with some recommendations on how we address them and not maybe to say no to them, but just to say, because I think there's a place for them. A lot of businesses need to get attention.
Well, I hate to go back to the old regulations.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
We're supposed to be improving things when we...
Well, I can't remember why, if I was here, why we ever changed it.
Yeah, what did they...
It might have been before you.
Probably was. Yeah, I don't remember, yeah.
How long have you been here, George? About 50 years?
Let me just read a paragraph. This pretty well covers the temporary type signs, flags, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The ordinance in 1971 was adopted, and it was valid probably till the early 80s, late 70s, in reference to signs prohibited in all districts, made reference to item number 6, actually. Signs located, oops, read the wrong one. Number 4, pennants, banners, streamers, and all other fluttering, spinning, or similar type signs and advertising devices are prohibited except for the national flag mm-hmm. and flags of other political subdivisions, being the county, the municipalities, et cetera, and except for flags of bona fide civic, charitable, fraternal, and welfare organizations. That's what the ordinance said. Didn't make any reference to the welcome sign, the closed sign, which you see open on a lot of occasions. A lot of times they use flags just to say they're open.
Right.
So, that was something I've looked at and said, well, if they don't have a flag, they'll have a neon sign in their front window. What would be the preference? Either or neither one. We can't really say what they put in their window.
Right. Help me understand something. I had a Lido pizza at Midway Shopping Center, and it sits back. The store itself sits back off the road. You don't really see the store. And he had three flags out, and he said the county had him take them down. And
the regulations don't exist as far as the number of signs that are or flags.
Flags.
That
are
even permitted.
Fluttering flags.
Because they're fluttering,
feather flags.
The ordinance.
Uh-huh.
The interpretation was that it was taken out of the ordinance because it's whether it's prohibited or not prohibited. We stopped having streamers over parking lots and used car lots, for example, the little reflective. They got away from the animated sign regulations by putting sequined, nailed sequins, big round disc, loosely on the sign so that they would do a little reflection of the silver and gold. We experienced that for a year or two back in the 70s or 80s. Methods of getting away from what the rules were.
I mean, I could even see where we could address in a new ordinance flags attached to the building, like where people will go out and have a flag, like you say, could be an American flag, could be an open sign or something like that, versus the flags are out along in the right-of-way out, along the roadway, which again, you know, depending on how people put them up, depending on your space and everything, could be an obstruction on driving. And
you can't go in the right.
Or it just becomes unsightly. I mean, if there's another thing, just how do you want your county to look when you go through these commercial districts? If you want to look real like Las Vegas with a lot of lights and flashing and everything else and flags, you know, or do you want to have a level of standard? So I don't know. I just think it would be nice to have, look at some of the town ordinances, look at some of the surrounding maybe county ordinances, do a little research and come back with something that would address these. Because I don't know if on the other areas if we have too much of a problem right now. There's always the bandit signs, and we've tried to just address that already, right?
Well, the bandit signs are still being addressed. We're actually got agreement with Department of Transportation that would allow us to pull the bandit signs.
No matter where they are.
That are in the state right of way. Because we were getting to the point of saying, is this in the state right of way or is it out?
Mm-hmm.
And the state, for funding purposes, back late last year, stopped pulling signs just because they were all being done on weekends. So they were bad to pay overtime, so they stopped pulling signs. So we got permission from them.
And I think we've had, I'll be honest with you, I think we've had an impact on that. There was a time there were just so many of them. There's not as many. They're still out there a little bit. Some guys still sneak them out on a weekend but pull them in real quick. So I think we have had an impact on some of the bandit signs.
Could be better. There's still some out there.
But not as bad as it was.
They go up on Friday nights and pull them on Sunday evenings, typically.
Right.
When nobody's out.
Before they would leave, put them up and never
come. We don't announce or schedule. We just periodically go out and we'll pull signs for a couple hours. And it's amazing the number of signs you can pull.
Yeah, more and more. My district's got more and more all the time.
And
now
it just fluctuates. It's a couple weekends, very few. And then the next weekend, all of a sudden, we've got a couple hundred.
You know, I sympathize with Mr. Lito Pizza, and as a matter of fact, he went out of business. But then again, on Route 1, we have so many distractions, and it causes accidents. So I don't know. There's two sides to it.
Well, the one thing about if I can ask the question of you all, if you're not totally objectionable to feather flags or flags in general, it could be a limitation on the number of flags that you'd be permitted. Let's say you had a corner lot. So you can have one flag on each corner, somewhere not obstructing vision where there wouldn't be an obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
But again, George, you get a situation where I could say a couple of projects, and a lot of time it's subdivisions. There's a feather flag every 200 foot along their frontage, and they've got several thousand foot of frontage.
It's like the
old Burma
shade.
And they're all moving, they're all fluttering.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And they will sometimes become projectiles and come out of those holders.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just sitting in a pipe, plastic pipe in the ground.
Well, they don't take them, a lot of them don't take them in and out. They're left
there.
Up permanently. So there's another issue you might, address. You know, are flags, because of the nature of a flag being so easily turned into a missile,
right, well,
should they be, brought in and out?
We haven't really taken and removed any feather flags.
Right.
We haven't asked the developers to remove them,
mm-hmm.
and they have, in most cases, and some haven't. But that's what we need to. It needs to be addressed. So it's either permitted or it's not.
Exactly.
And that would be a lot of benefit for my staff to be able to say yes, you are in violation, and you need to remove, or we have the right to remove it.
Is there any problem with the rest of the council that maybe we ask staff men to look at this? Because I'm not against feather flags or banners and other stuff. I think there's a place for it, but it gets to be the number of, and do we just leave it open-ended or what?
I've not gotten any calls lately from either folks that have businesses that are feeling harassed by our inspectors telling them to take signs down, or from people who think the place looks cluttered. It just feels like things are working right now. I'm not opposed to looking at it, but there needs to be some good logic in what you do, because if it ain't broke, I don't think we should spend too much time trying to fix it.
Well, the biggest complaint that we get is the numbers. Mm-hmm. Multiple flags every 100 feet or 200 foot along the frontage of a project. And they're not necessarily signs, because a lot of them don't have wording. It's just a green or yellow or some color, mm-hmm. a banner-type flag. But then the others, a lot of them have wording on them. They advertise the subdivision, they advertise the business, they say they're open, they have pizza, they have watermelon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
shoes for, you know, you can get them custom made to say anything you want.
Because they didn't want it to be called a sign, they were trying to say that it was a wording we created the sign, so they would put the produce, vegetables, tomatoes, or whatever, mm-hmm. on the sign, and it's still a sign.
The key is you got to be sympathetic to where there's business after business after business, and you just got to be sympathetic to make it all kind of, like, give them an opportunity to get people to see them, but then you don't want to be excessive with it. So it's not advanced. Right now it's a gray area, as Lauren says. It's not addressed maybe properly. We could clean up the wording, and I think it's a good time right now while it's slow maybe to address it as it try to tackle some of these issues when they get out of hand. I think the bandit signs were just so, nobody was using them for years, and all of a sudden, boom, they were everywhere. And I think we've curtailed a lot of that, and life is still going on. But on this other thing, I think just its number of is the key.
Well, one thing I can do is I can go to our intern, ask him to pull a little research through their computer system, because everybody's got their ordinances online pretty well. And we can go to other county jurisdictions, the municipalities, local, and even national, and get some information on sign regulation and compare them to ours.
We have wonderful breezes, so they look beautiful because we have so much breeze off the ocean.
Oh, yeah. But I have seen some come out of the holders. And
that's
scary.
Not beautiful.
Is everyone okay with Mr. Lank having some research done and just come back with some information for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Mrs. Webb, grant requests?
Okay, just two. For Sussex Little League.
What do we got there? I think the dance. Is this the one about the...
This last year, too.
This is not the big one that we put in budget.
Right, girls.
This is for different... Last year, they needed a batting cage, and it was Mr. Phillips, Mr. Cole, $12.50 each for $2,500. You've been doing the last 2 years. They did not have an amount.
Okay, because there's also that issue on the table where this next World Series is coming to the area.
That's a whole different.
All right, I'll make that motion, Vance. If you're comfortable with it, we give $1,200 and what, $50 each to make it a total of?
That's what you did last year.
$2,500. Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,500 to Lower Sussex Little League. Help with their expenses, $12.50 for Mr. Phillips and $12.50 for Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And City of Seaford for their Riverfest.
If somebody make a motion, grant $500 to my account.
I'd be glad to.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Grant $500 from my account, City of Seaford for Riverfest activities. Question on the motion? So take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, any proposed ordinances?
There are none, Mr. President.
Okay. Mr. Guy, do we have any additional business brought before council? None? Mr. Lawson.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. In reviewing our upcoming schedule for proposed meeting February 12th, we have a very light work schedule. I would recommend canceling next Tuesday's meeting if that would be the council's desire.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to cancel next Tuesday's council meeting per recommendation of county administrator.
Second. My income tax.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We'll now entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Second,
yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes. Yes.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
First. I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going to go into executive session. Yeah. Mr. Lawson is going to be in the caucus.
Okay.